Welcome to the Daily Inspiration, and I want to greet you today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'd like to read some words from Jesus to you today, and I'll be taking the text out of John chapter 10. And I'd just like to read here and then maybe comment a little bit on what we're reading. John 10, I'll begin in verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And before I continue on reading here, I'd just like to take a look at just what we've read here. Jesus is our good shepherd, watching out for us. He stays with his sheep, as he mentioned here, that the shepherd stays out with his sheep. He goes before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He's out looking out for their safety and their protection, and he's there to take care of their needs, the needs of just like a shepherd would for sheep. That is the Lord describing himself even to what his role is for us, his sheep. A stranger, he says, they will not follow. They don't know his voice. They don't know the voice of a stranger, so they'll run away from a stranger. And I would just like to ponder that a moment. It says that his sheep will know his voice. Now, and we'll read some more about that here shortly. But I'd just like to offer this to us to think about. How do we know the voice of Jesus? Jesus here is comparing the shepherd and his sheep, and he says the sheep know the shepherd's voice, and they follow him. And the question that I would ask us is, how do we know the voice of our Lord Jesus? How do we know his voice? And it's pretty simple, actually. I believe that to know somebody's voice, it's because we've heard them, we've been around them, we spend time with them. We spend time in the Word of God and in prayer. We'll get to know the voice of God and Jesus Christ. It will be familiar to us. We'll hear and understand. I would venture to say that there's probably most of you have never seen me before, never met me, but you do recognize my voice if you've been listening over the past couple of years in some of the Daily Inspiration. You got to where you recognize my voice, even though if you saw me in a crowd, you probably would not be able to pick me out. But if you heard my voice, you would recognize me. And same with others you may have heard on the phone, or you may have heard messages that were recorded. You may have never met the person that is speaking, but if you hear them enough, you begin to recognize their voice. And it's amazing that the voice you hear over this telephone, it sounds just exactly like what you would hear me if I was speaking to you in person. You get to hear my voice, and you know it, and you recognize it. And it's the same with our Lord Jesus. As we read his word, as we see his character and his values, we get to know his voice. As we spend time with him in prayer, we get to know his voice. And so that's a blessing for us, to get to know the voice of our Lord Jesus. I'm going to continue to read here. I'll be in verse 6 now to the end of 18. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. Good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catches them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. And the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I have received of my Father. So you see here that Jesus, he says that he is the door. In John 14:6, says Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. And here in John 10, he says he is the door. He's stating the same thing. You have to go through Jesus Christ. He is the door. He has come to give us life, and to give us life more abundantly. That's why he's come. We can take that and receive it from him. He wants to give us abundant life. He's laid down his life for us as a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He mentions the hireling there, that a hireling, when he sees trouble coming, he'll flee. He'll be out of there because he's only interested in his well-being, where the shepherd is very concerned for the sheep. They're his sheep. He's very concerned when a wolf comes, he's not going to run away. He's going to defend the sheep. And that's exactly what Jesus was saying here in this passage here. He's going to take care of us. He'll watch over us. And he's not like the hireling that will flee when trouble comes. And we can count on him, because he is our good shepherd. He watches over us, and he loves us, and he wants the best for us. And so let's spend time in his word and in prayer, that we might too be able to recognize his voice, even as sheep recognize their shepherd's voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. There'll be many people who speak in the Lord's name that are false prophets. We have to be very careful that we be able to have some discernment here and be able to hear the voice of our Lord Jesus. And the only way I know to do that is to be in his word and to hear his voice speaking to us from his word, and the Spirit of Christ also bearing witness with us that this truly is the words of God himself. And a stranger will be able to recognize, because God has given us his words to listen to and to meditate on, to think on. And by his grace, we'll be able to hear his voice. So I want to encourage you with that today, and I just would encourage you to go through and continue to read through God's word. And be blessed as you do, because this is the living word of God. God bless you today.